Welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. As November winds down, several species of ducks are making their way into and through Missouri en route to their overwintering grounds. While this time of year is a boon to duck hunters, recent research suggests ducks moving through might soon be an ominous sight for farmers. It's an overcast Sunday afternoon, and a group of mallards, known as a raft, are dabbling in a pond at Columbia's Forum Nature Area. The ducks are foraging for food, alternating between plunging their heads under the water and being on alert, keeping an eye out for predators or public radio reporters. Being on city property, the mallards don't have to worry about potential hunters, but it was a group of hunters, along with researchers at the University of Missouri, who recently discovered how these ducks' eating habits could impact agriculture in the state. Kevin Bradley specializes in weeds.
I'm a state extension weed scientist and an associate professor in the Division of Plant Sciences.
So when he heard that a particularly nasty weed was popping up in places it hadn't before, it got his attention.
Palmer amaranth is one of our pigweed species that is probably the number one weed to watch in the United States right now. It is a fast-growing pigweed species. It can grow about 2 to 3 inches per day.
The weed represents a particular threat to soybeans, one of Missouri's biggest crops. Originally only found in the boot heel, a few years back, Bradley started to see infestations in the state's northern counties, and there seemed to be a trend.
We saw more and more as each year passed, and in each case, at least in Missouri, it always seemed to be in the river bottoms.
And that's where the ducks come in.
So one of the things we began to test is whether waterfowl had any role in the transport or the movement of Palmer amaranth.
Bradley and his colleagues hypothesized that ducks and other waterfowl were increasingly consuming Palmer amaranth and subsequently passing the seeds in their droppings, expanding the plant's range. To test that hypothesis, Bradley and his team turned to a series of experiments and duck guts.
We gathered hunter-donated ducks and geese for 2 seasons. So we dissect those carcasses and look for the seeds and harvest any seeds out of there.
And they found the seeds, sometimes a lot of them, which led them, logically, to confirm whether the seeds the ducks digested were still viable. That is, would they still grow?
We did a live feeding experiment with mallards. We had a controlled amount of seed that we fed these birds, and we harvested them every 2 hours in their feces.
So after digging through duck guts and then duck poop for seed,
the results of that are that, yes, they definitely can consume them, pass them through, and they'll be very viable.
And that represents a potentially big problem. A lot of crops these days are genetically modified to resist glyphosate, a powerful herbicide that takes care of most weeds. But now, some weeds have developed a resistance to glyphosate as well, and Palmer amaranth is one of them. Coupled with the fact that mallards and other ducks range for thousands of miles across the continent, that makes managing the spread of the weed a tall order.
We don't have a major, what do you do? But having said that, it's just basically raising awareness of potential for Palmer amaranth to spread.
Back at the pond, the ducks, done with their foraging for now, take off all at once. It's unlikely these mallards have any amaranth seeds in their bellies, but come springtime, that could change. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.